Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
A teaching tip for leaders. In Proverbs chapters 25 and 26, Solomon uses the word like 18 times. This small word gives leaders a huge teaching lesson. Good leaders are constantly conveying to their team the vision that God has given them. We see this throughout the Bible, where past history is connected to the future promise God has given. Unless leaders are able to consistently and frequently refocus their people on the vision, the people cast off restraint and go their own way. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. Leaders need to find fresh ways to make their messages stick. All of the Proverbs, but especially these two chapters, give us excellent lessons for this. Solomon makes memorable connections by starting with something that most people have experienced. Things like a beautiful piece of jewelry, a refreshingly cool drink on a hot day, an injured body part, the actions of nature and animals. Then Solomon connects these observations to a timely piece of wisdom. The right words delivered at the right time in the right way are like a beautiful piece of jewelry. One who delivers timely and helpful words is like a refreshingly cool drink on a hot day. Trying to move around on an injured foot is like having to rely on someone inconsistent during times of trouble. Just like honey is good for you in moderation, too much honey and too much of any good thing can make you sick. This is a great teaching lesson for every leader. We need to continually find new and memorable ways to help our people grasp the vision, mission, and values of the organization. This teaching tip from King Solomon can go a long way in helping our messages stick. A mark of a godly leader is one who is always finding new ways to teach the people around him. This is part 59 in my series on godly leadership. If you'd like to check out all of the posts in this series, I've shared a link in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.